August 12, 1922 Value and Effects of Sacrifice. I felt oppressed and in pain, in such a way that only my sweet Jesus can know. He scrutinizes each fiber of my poor heart and sees all the intensity of my torment. Having compassion for me, on coming, he sustained me in his arms, telling me, "My daughter, courage, I am here for you. What do you fear? Have I perhaps failed you? And if at any cost you do not feel like moving the slightest from my will, much less do I feel like not being with you, as life of each act and pain of yours. Now, you must know that my will is most pure gold. And so that the thread of your will may become of most pure gold, in such a way that, as the thread of your will is braided with mine, that which is yours and that which is mine may not be distinguished, it takes only sacrifice and pains. Consuming the thread of your human will, they substitute it with the golden divine thread which, identifying itself with mine, forms one single thread, and braiding the great wheel of eternity, extends everywhere and finds itself in every place. But if my will is gold and yours is iron, you will remain behind, and mine will not lower itself to be braided with yours. If you take two objects of gold, though each one may have its own different shape, by melting them, you will be able to form one single object, and would no longer be able to discern the gold of one from that of the other. But if one object is of gold and the other of iron, one will not stick to the other, and it will be impossible to form one single object. So, only sacrifice changes the nature of the human will. Sacrifice is the burning fire that melts and consumes. Sacrifice is sacred, and has the virtue of consecrating the divine will and the human. Sacrifice is grace, and with its skillful brush it impresses the divine shape and features. Here is the reason for the increasing of your sufferings. These are the final brush strokes which are needed in order to produce the final extension and braiding of your will in mine. And I, my Jesus, all of my sufferings, as painful as they are, such that they seem to annihilate me, do not oppress me. And if it pleases you, multiply them for me. But you know which one is the pain that tortures me. For that one alone I implore your compassion, for it seems that I cannot go on anymore. Oh please! For pity's sake, help me and free me, if you please. And Jesus, my daughter, in this pain also I will be with you. I will be your help. I will give you my strength in order to bear it. I could make you content, but it would not be decorous for me to do that. A work so high, a mission so sublime and unique, calling you to live in my will, would sound odd to me if I did not make it pass through the organ of my church. Besides, it was through my will and through the intervention of obedience to a minister of mine, that you were placed in this state. If he does not feel like continuing, he can give you the obedience, so that, as you would do it to obey, there would still be perfect agreement between me and you. In fact, if you did it by yourself, of your own will, not only would we not remain in agreement, but you would remain disfigured. However, they must know that the world is currently on a stake. And if they want me to raise its flames and burn everything to ashes, then let them do what they want. I remain terrified and more afflicted than before, but ready to do His most holy will, not mine.